Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called Growing in the Seasons of Life. In these teachings, Pastor Rick shows you how to make the most of the seasons of life, no matter which one you're in. A little later on, we're going to tell you about the Preparing Your Heart for Christmas calendar. This unique and fun-to-use Bible study tool will help you truly enjoy Christmas this year. Find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 1-800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called Understanding the Seasons of Life.
You know, I've discovered that in life, there are two kinds of people. There are hoarders who hold on to everything, and there are pitchers who like to throw stuff away. Pitchers always marry hoarders. Always. And it creates enormous sparks of creativity. You're going to hold on to that? You want to throw it away? We might need it someday. And some of us are such hoarders that you can't even not only fill your house with it, you have to go buy one of these little mini storage places to put more stuff. We're a nation of hoarders. Time to throw away. I mean, okay, that's all you needed to hear today. Go home and do your spring cleaning. You're dismissed. And it just says there's all these other things, gather and scatter, time to hug, time to not hug. You know what that is in the Hebrew? There's a time to have sex and there's a time to not have sex. It says there's a time to speak up and a time to be quiet. And usually we get those two mixed up. And we need the courage to speak up when we should, and we need the love to be silent when we need to be silent. But the point is this. Life is a combination of contrasting seasons, and all sunshine and no rain makes a desert. And if you were following God's will, if you're really trying to live your life according to the way God wants you to live, each of these experiences have meaning and purpose and value in your life. Some of you, and they're all God's will. Some of you think the only time you're in God's will is when you're at church or having a quiet time. You can be in God's will cleaning out a closet. You can be in God's will, you know, mowing your lawn. You can be in God's will moving to a new location or not moving to a new location. There is a time and season for everything. Now, do you remember that song years ago that Ray Stevens used to sing? Everything is beautiful in its own way. Do you remember this song? He lied. It's not true, folks. Everything is not beautiful. Cancer is not beautiful. Child abuse is not beautiful. War is not beautiful. Everything is not beautiful in its own way. He misquoted Ecclesiastes 3:11, which says this, God makes everything beautiful in its own time. Very different. Very different. That God can take even bad things and in the proper season, turn them around, use them for good in the way that he intends. Now listen, some of you are going through a season right now that's not beautiful. In fact, it's downright ugly. Your finances look ugly. Your health looks ugly. You know, your relationship, your marriage, or your friendship looks ugly. Your future looks ugly. But I want to say this to you. God will bring good out of it, and he can make something beautiful out of that if you'll give him the pieces. Now, number five, the fifth principle about the seasons of life is that what I sow in one season, I will reap in another season. Now, every farmer knows this. You plant in the spring and you harvest in the fall. You don't plant in the spring and immediately the next day you harvest. We want to do that. We want to plant, for instance, we want to start tithing and then say, okay, no, I just put in my check and I'm going to walk outside and God's going to respond to it. No, you plant a seed in one season and you always harvest in another. I remember growing up, my mom used to say to me, now, Rick, the bad habits that you develop in the home and at school, you're going to carry on into your marriage and your career. And you know what? She was right. She was right. And you reap in one another season what you... In other words, the way you respond right now is definitely going to affect your future. On the other hand, if you respond correctly in a season of life, and if you do the right thing, even when you don't feel like it, I don't feel like it in this season. And there are seasons when you're spiritually dried up. It pays great dividends in the future. Notice this verse. Let us not grow weary in doing well, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. In other words, if we don't give up. Now, these are five myths or facts about the seasons of life. On the back of your outline, now let's look at how can I make the most of each season of my life? How can I grow from it? How can I develop in it? How can I become all God wants me to be? Well, regardless of which season you're in, there are four questions you need to ask yourself, no matter what situation you're in. The first one is this: what can I learn in this season of life? Always be looking for something you can learn in this season of life. In fact, would you agree that there are some things that we only learn through experience? Sure. There are some things, you're not going to learn them in a book. You only learn them from the school of hard knocks. This is what God says in Deuteronomy 11:2. Read this verse with me. Remember what you have learned about the Lord through your experiences with him. Now, to understand the seasons of life that we're going to go into in this series, you got to have one basic truth down under your belt, and that's this. Life is a test. You are in, life is preparation for eternity. This is not the big show. Folks, you're in the warm-up act of your life right now. You're going to live on earth 60, 70, maybe 80 years at the most. And then you're going to spend the rest of eternity in eternity. Far more time, you'll spend far more of your life on that side of death than you will on this side of death. This is the warm-up act. This is a test. You're in preschool. This is a preparatory academy. And God wants you to learn a whole bunch of things before you get over there. One of them is that he died for you and rose for you, like we talked about last week, and he wants a relationship with you. But after you have that relationship, he wants you to learn certain character qualities which you will take with you into eternity. That's all you're going to take. You're not going to take anything else with you when you die, but you will take your character, the kind of person you've made yourself to be. And so God says, I want you to grow, and I want you to learn. And all these seasons, and every single season, there's an important lesson to learn. Now, to make the most of each season of life, you've got to extract those lessons. You've got to look for the truths, look for the principles, say, what does God want to teach me? And when you're going through a season, you don't say, why is this happening? But instead you say, Lord, what do you want me to learn? Because God never wastes the hurt and he never wastes the season. He always wants you to learn something out of everything that's going on in your life. If you waste an experience, you're making a big mistake, because it's not just an experience, it's an education. So you ask, what can I learn from this? You got to use your mind. That's going to make the difference. I read this little poem this week. Our ends are joined by a common link, with one we sit and with one we think. Success depends on which we use. Heads I win, tails I lose. You got to think and you got to examine and extract and say, what does God want me to learn? Now, let me give you two facts about the school of experience in life. One of them is, if you flunk a test in the school of experience of life, you get to take it over. And some of you have been taking the same test 300 times. But you're going to learn it, and God will keep giving you the test. Like, for instance, are you learning to be patient? No. Well, God will put a lot of irritations around you until you learn to be patient. And you go, why is this happening to me? He wants you to learn. The second thing you need to know about the school of experience is that just about the time you think you've graduated, you learn there are more classes to take. And you're never going to stop learning as long as you're here on earth. There will always be more lessons to learn about God, about yourself, about other people, about the world, about the devil. God wants you to grow up.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
We'd like to tell you about a spiritual growth tool called the Preparing Your Heart for Christmas Advent Calendar and Devotional Booklet. We're offering this early so you can receive it in time to begin using it on December 1st. The last time we made this available, we received a ton of email and letters sharing about the positive impact of this Bible study resource. We hope you'll get your copy of the Preparing Your Heart for Christmas Advent Calendar and Devotional Booklet today. If you'd like to give copies away for Christmas, you'll find as many as you need at the PastorRick.com store. Perfect for the special people in your life. This one-of-a-kind resource is only available through Daily Hope, and we'll send it to you when you support this ministry with a financial gift. Quantities are limited, so don't wait. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004, or visit PastorRick.com.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Rick.
Those who forget the past tend to repeat their mistakes. The problem of the Israelites is they kept forgetting over and over. They kept forgetting, and they wouldn't remember the lessons they learned. So God says, okay, one more lap around the desert. And they did it. And 40 years. Now, you don't want to forget the lessons you learn. Otherwise, you have to relearn them. Have you ever had to do that? You make a mistake, you learn, and you go later and you make another one and you go, yo, I should have remembered that. I knew better. Well, the best way to remember your lessons is do this. Write them down. This is one of my journals. Now, I want to highly suggest that you keep a life journal. This is not a diary. Today I took Kay on a date. She had the coleslaw, and I, no. No. I don't do diaries. A journal is where you simply write down, this is what I learned today. You write down the lessons that you learn about life and about God, and you put them in there, and periodically you go back and you read them, so then you go, oh, yeah, I don't want to remember, I want to forget that one. I highly recommend you do this, because the Bible says, remember what you've learned in your experiences with the Lord. Now, what does God want me to learn? Well, he wants you to learn a lot of things. We'll look at that in the weeks ahead. But there is one overarching lesson he wants every one of you to learn in life, and it's this. Look at the next verse, 2 Corinthians 1:9. This happened so that we might learn to trust, not in ourselves, but in God. And God will bring all kinds of experiences in your life to teach you to trust, not in yourself, but in God. And sometimes all the legs are going to be pulled out from under you, and you're going to be flat on your back. And when you're flat on your back, then you have to look up to God. You see, you will never know, experientially, you'll never know that God is all you need until God's all you've got. You just don't know. You just don't know that God is all you need until God's all you've got. And there will be times in your life when God's all you've got left and everything else has been taken from you. And then you learn he's all you need. I talked to a guy who was dying one day and he said this. He said, I've been to the bottom and Jesus is rock solid. You don't learn that in a book. You don't learn that in a sermon. You learn that from being at the bottom. That's the first thing. What does God want me to learn? Kay's going to come and talk to us about the next things we need to ask. Let's give her a welcome.
The next two points go together, and I'm going to give you the fill-in, and we'll kind of blend them together, so hang in there with me. The first fill-in on number two is, what can I enjoy in this season of my life? And then the fill-in for number three is, what is most important in this season? What can I enjoy in this season in my life, and what is most important in this season of my life? They really go hand in hand. Some people are always getting ready to be happy. They have the idea of, well, when the job picks up, or the business slows down, or I finish this report, or when I'm feeling better, then that's when I'll be able to be happy. But the Bible says we're not supposed to wait to enjoy life. We're supposed to enjoy it right now. Read with me what Ecclesiastes 11:8 says. People ought to enjoy every day of their lives. Underline that. And you need to have that one starred or asterisked in your Bible. People ought to enjoy every day of their lives. And we ought to enjoy every single day, even the good ones, even the bad ones, because each one of them is a gift from God. Each day and each season is a gift from God. It says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, to give thanks in all circumstances. That is God's will for you. So we are to live the good and the bad days and the hard days and the easy days with a sense of gratitude because each has been given to us by God. Now, one of the most pivotal concepts that I'm trying to learn in my life, and I know that you need to work on in your life, is this, that time is life, and life is short. This verse isn't on your outline, but I want you to write it down, the reference, James 4:14. And it says there, how do you know what will happen tomorrow? What, after all, is your life? It is like a puff of smoke, visible for a little while and then disappearing into thin air. The Bible compares our lives to just this little puff of smoke. Let me ask you, how long does a little puff of cigarette smoke hang in the air? How long?
Too long.
Too long. Yeah. Too long. Yes, well, that's beside the point. The point here is that that our lives are just this little puff of smoke. And while they're here for just a moment, then they're gone. One of the fallacies that we operate under is, I've got lots of time. That's a fallacy. Because the Bible says, rather than having lots of time, we have this little puff of smoke. And then it's gone. And that means that the sooner we learn what really counts in life, then the sooner we'll get on to knowing what's important, and we'll get on to enjoying it and making the most of that particular season. Another fallacy that most of us operate under is this one that is so pervasive in American culture, and it's this. I can have it all, right now, all the time. I can have it all, I can be it all, I can do it all, right now. And the truth is, you can't. There have to be choices. Listen to this verse right here, Ecclesiastes 3:1. It's right there on the front of your outline, but let's look at it again. It says, there is a time for everything and a season for everything under heaven. If that's true, that refutes that idea that you can have it all at one time. Because you can't have it all at one time, it means you've got to make some tough choices, some tough decision about what really matters at this particular time in life. Ephesians 5:18 says, live life then with a due sense of responsibility, not as those who do not know the meaning and purpose of life, but as those who do. Make the best use of your time, despite the difficulties these days. Now, the way that that works itself out in my life, deciding what's important at this season of my life, knowing I cannot have it all today, I've got to make some choices. Maybe this season of life I can have this, and that season of life I can have that. But for this season, knowing what's important involves some hard decisions, some hard choices. But it frees me then to enjoy this moment. What most of us do, most of us are not very good at enjoying the moment. We all talk about, oh yeah, stop and smell the coffee, stop and smell the roses. Come on, you don't do that. Neither do I. It's just something we talk about. But the Bible says that we are to enjoy the seasons and the moments of our lives because it's unique. What we tend to do is we look over here back at the past and we think either one of two things. Oh, it was so great back then. I wish that that part of my life was still present. I still wish these things were going on in my life. Or we have a lot of regret because we know we've made a lot of mistakes and we spend too much time worrying about it. Or we're over here looking at the future and we're going, oh, but what's going to happen when this happens? What will happen to my child? What will happen if this happens? What happens when we retire? What happens when my kids go off to college and I'm alone? And we worry over here, ignoring the fact that it's this moment that I'm to live in, not over here what was or over here what might be, but it's right now that the Bible says enjoy every day of your life. The point of it is this, Philippians 4:11, I have learned to be content in any situation. This is the moment I'm living in. As a parent, this is the season I'm in. Yeah, there's limitations. No matter what season you are in, not even just in parenting, whatever season, there's limitations. There are things you cannot do in the season of life you are in. They're gone. But there are opportunities and joys that are here that are also not in any other season. And if you are a wise person, you will begin to enjoy the moment. To make the most of them, you've got to, what can I learn? What can I enjoy? What is the most important? And then Rick is going to close with the last question that you need to ask yourself in every season.
Now, you guys never clap for my sermons. The fourth question is, how can I help others in this season of life? How can I help others in this season of life? In other words, what good can I do during this season? Now, let me get right to the point. The Bible says very clearly that you weren't put on this earth just to live for yourself. In Ephesians 2:10, it says you were created for a life of good works. God gave you abilities, talents, and energy to help other people. He didn't put you on this earth just to be a selfish little clod. He wants you to help others. Now, a lot of us are always saying, oh yeah, I'm going to do that when things settle down. I'm going to get involved in my church when things settle down. I'm going to start helping in a charity. I'm going to help other people. They're not going to settle down. That's called L-I-F-E, life. Things are not going to settle down, never. There will always be something to fill your schedule. So let me ask you, are you doing what you were made to do? Or are you spending all your time, all your energy, and all your effort on yourself? In every season of life, you have unique opportunities to help others in that season that you will never have again. And if you miss it when the season's over, you will never again be able to help people in that way because you're not in that season anymore. Look at these verses. Proverbs 3:22. Whenever you're able, do good to people who need help. Notice it says there, whenever. In other words, do what you can, while you can, and stop waiting for perfect circumstances. People say, well, you know, one of these days, I'm going to buy my wife some roses. One of these days, I'm going to make that phone call. One of these days, I'm going to send some flowers. Listen, when I die, don't send any flowers to my funeral. Okay? Just don't do it. I won't appreciate them. So send them now. Better yet, send cinnamon rolls.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time together. But first, I want to tell you about a spiritual growth tool called the Prepare Your Heart for Christmas Calendar and Devotional Booklet. With 25 doors, you'll open one each day to reveal an inspirational word and Bible verse. Then you simply turn to the devotional booklet and read a short teaching. You can do this alone or together with your family. There's no better way to prepare your heart for Christmas than focusing on God's Word, and this tool will help you do just that. We're offering this early so you have plenty of time to get yours and start on December 1st. This resource is only available through Daily Hope. Don't wait, quantities are limited. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004, or just visit PastorRick.com. Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
Hey, everybody. I've got some really big news I'm going to tell you about. Our Daily Hope app has been completely redesigned, and it's available now. I want you to get this Daily Hope app. What we did is we listened to all your feedback, and we installed all the improvements that you suggested and asked for. The devotional is now easier to read. It's got a darker font. The option to increase the font size is there. We've made it easy to share this devotional with other people. You can even broadcast it right from your phone. It's really cool. Now, here's how you get the app. To get the app on your iPhone, visit the iTunes App Store and search for Daily Hope with Rick Warren. To get the app for an Android device, visit the Google Play Store and search for Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Now, the official Daily Hope app has our yellow and blue sunburst logo. You're familiar with that. Our app is a convenient way to get your daily dose of Daily Hope. I want you to get this app today. So download the app now and get started.
Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.